Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation is Psalm 80, as we spoke responsibly just a few moments ago. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when Hosea, king of Israel, came to power in 732 BC, he made some unbelievably bad choices. Hosea decided to take on the mighty Assyrian Empire, and with the promise of backing from Egypt, whose armies were a shadow of their former glory, Hosea revolted against his Assyrian overlords, and the result was disaster. Sargon II of Assyria devastated the capital city of Samaria and carted off 27,290 people into captivity. It hardly looked and felt like what we see and feel in Advent. Yet it gave rise to a psalm that expresses our penitence in this season and then resounds with hope of the coming Savior, what we'll call a resounding psalm for Advent. Everything about Hosea's revolt was wrong. He was the wrong king who picked the wrong fight against the wrong enemy and asked the wrong ally for help. The Game of Thrones is over and Hosea lost big time. Psalm 80 is believed to have been written in response to the tragedy of the Assyrian conquest of the northern kingdom. And you can imagine war-torn, hungry refugees with the last ounce of energy coming to the temple in Jerusalem to implore God to have mercy and restore a people devastated by an invading army, all because of their lack of faith in him. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine, that we may be saved. Well, Israel had made its own plans and played its own game, and it all came crashing down. They thought, I'm smart and strong, and with a little clever international politicking, but without God's help, I can defeat this enemy, Assyria. Well, it turned out that this monster was so much more than Israel could handle, even with Egypt's help. And they were chewed up and spit out. You and I know exactly what that's like. We make our plans, which school we'll attend, which career we'll choose, and the path we'll follow to advance it. Whom to ask out, whom we're going to marry, how many kids we'll have, how we'll spend our money, how we'll spend our retirement, and spend on our retirement. And sometimes we give little or no thought to God's will and purpose in our lives. We pick our opponents and choose our allies, and the folks will butter up in the office or cozy up to socially, not because we care about them, but because we think that they can help us. We think, I'll make all the right moves at work and at school, I can manipulate my family and friends and maybe even my brothers and sisters at church to get what I want, and everything then will be just fine. Well, it turns out that we make lousy moves and dirty deals. We let our eyes be blinded by greed and lust, and our hearts be covered over by anger and selfishness. We build our own kingdoms that, with that unholy trinity of I, me, and my. And it all comes crashing down. And as clever as we think we're being, the monsters of sin, sickness, and death eventually chew us up and spit us out. And all of us are in the same boat, I'm afraid. We know that since the Garden of Eden, sin has corrupted each of our hearts. We want to do good, but we end up with a mess of our own making. I forget God. I'm prone to wander and to lose heart. Anger becomes my go-to mode of operation. I'm a mess. You know what that's like. Sometimes all we can do is look at the mess of life and lament. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. But here is good news, my brothers and sisters. In the middle of our lament, in the middle of our mess, the faithfulness of God remains, and he restores his people. Beloved in Christ, listen to this. God is faithful to fulfill his word, and his word for each of you is love. Remember today the steadfast love, the loving faithfulness of Yahweh your God. Listen again to the psalmist in verses 7 through 10. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. And remember that God faithfully brought that tender vine of his people Israel out of death and slavery of Egypt. He made them prosper in the land where he planted them. Look down on us now, Lord. You've been faithful in the past, and we beg you to restore us. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see, have regard for this vine, the stalk that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. You've heard the prayer of your people, and you, O God of might, are not deaf to our cry. And at just the right time, when Israel was ruled by a hostile power, the nation would be restored. Not the northern kingdom, that was gone forever. But neither would the enemy Assyria last, nor would Babylon, Greece, or Rome. Name your empire and pick your monster. The Game of Thrones isn't over until God says it's over. And one day God's new and holy nation of all God's people, past, present, and future, his church, will be gathered together in his temple, no longer as refugees from the enemies and monsters of this world, but as victors, as celebrants, as those who worship the Lamb forever. For at just the right time, Yahweh our God brought the Game of Thrones to a screeching halt. Not through armies crushing enemies on the earth, but by angel armies that filled the night sky over Bethlehem. Not by the might of a king's wrath, but by the cry of a tiny infant swaddled in his mother's arms. A pile of straw is the throne, and the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes to restore us in the middle of our lament. At just the right time, God comes to restore us. By the cross and empty tomb, Jesus Christ saves and restores you and me and all his people. And in the midst of our lament and mess, God is faithful to restore. And our psalm this evening resounds. Let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the Son of Man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. How amazed the psalmist would be to learn that his words would one day come to life in a manger. In the name of Jesus, amen. And that peace of God that does surpass all understanding, keep your hearts and minds faithful in Christ Jesus, and to life everlasting. Amen.